Hello, everyone. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki vows that police will stay in the southern port city of Basra until security is restored. Officials in the U.S. and in Iraq say Iraqi security forces actually control less than a quarter of the city. Basra police force is deeply infiltrated by Mehdi Army militia members. U.S. warplanes today dropped two bombs on a suspected militia stronghold just north of Basra. In Baghdad, U.S. helicopters conducted airstrikes last night on insurgent targets in the Sadr City neighborhood. Mexico is sending thousands of troops to the U.S.-Mexican border city of Juarez. They're hoping to help stem the blood flow brought on by a wave of drug-related violence. Juarez officials say two rival drug cartels are trying to push each other out of the region. The mayor says about 200 people have been killed since January. Juarez sits along the Rio Grande River across from El Paso, Texas. Mexico's defense secretary says more than 2,000 soldiers have been sent to Juarez. It definitely wasn't a typical day at work for one Miami Walgreens employee. Take a look at this dramatic video. A masked gunman took the store's manager hostage during a robbery attempt. The gunman then tried to force the manager into a waiting car, but that's when the manager decided to fight back. He managed to escape, but the gunman wasn't so lucky. The police have reportedly taken that man into custody. A couple in Sanford, Florida is happy to have their one-day-old baby back today. Police say the newborn was abducted from a hospital yesterday. They say a woman smuggled the baby out in, get this, a tote bag. 39-year-old Jennifer Latham was arrested shortly afterward. She was pulled over by police in nearby Lake Mary, Florida. Officials say hospital alarms indicated the baby had been removed from the newborn unit. Police say the baby was unharmed. All right, sure, when you stand 8 feet, get this, 8 feet, 5 inches tall, it's easy to see past traffic, but nothing fits quite right. So people around the world have been sending Leonid Stotnik of Ukraine all kinds of things to make his life just a little bit easier, including an oversized bicycle and an exercise chair you see there. The president of Ukraine even sent him a car. See it in that video, but hey, we're just saying, an SUV may have been a better fit. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, even when you're on the go.